good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan, a spiritual director and a member of her congregation's leadership team. Sister's preaching is entitled Seeing and Seeing Again.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The next day, after Jesus had decided to leave for Galilee, he met Philip and said, "Follow me." Philip came from the same town, Bethsaida, as Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, the one about whom the prophets wrote. He is Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." "From Nazareth," said Nathanael, "can anything good come from that place?" "Come and see," replied Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael coming, he said to him, "There is an Israelite who deserves the name. He is incapable of deceit." "How do you know me?" said Nathanael. "Before Philip came to call you," said Jesus, "I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus replied, "You believe that just because I said I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that." And then he added, "I tell you most solemnly, you will see heaven laid open, and above the Son of Man, the angels of God, ascending and descending." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. When I was praying this gospel with a friend, preparing for this preaching, she shared with me how she observes me in a group, seeing and watching what is happening both in the whole group and in the individual, and in so doing, calling forth the gifts and goodness in each person. This observation reminded me of when I taught in the prison, and I used to say to the guys, "There is a gold mine in each of you, and we are about to discover it." Now, as I related this experience to Jesus in today's reading, I noticed how he saw and affirmed the gold mine in Nathanael. There are countless stories in the Gospel of Jesus, surrounded by crowds, yet so in tune with what he perceives happening in the soul of the other, that he constantly affirms what he sees and calls forth their potential. Today, as we read this beautiful account of the relationship between Nathanael and Jesus, this watching and inner seeing theme touched my heart. Philip has just told Nathanael they have found Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth. Nathanael, obviously not very interested, was quite dismissive in his response, saying, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" It would appear he just spoke what was his truth at that moment. No pretense, no trying to please, just being real. Fortunately, Philip was not deterred by such a comment and simply invited Nathanael to come and see for himself. And this is where Jesus enters the scene. Excuse me. Telling the onlookers that Nathanael is a man without deceit. Taken aback, Nathanael asks Jesus, "How do you know me?" In answer to this profound question, he hears the response of Jesus, "I saw you under the fig tree." How Nathanael's heart must have quickened at that moment. This was no ordinary cursory glance. Jesus has obviously seen something precious in Nathanael and is drawn to him. While Nathanael, like us, was blind to his own inner goodness, and it took this encounter with Jesus to open his heart. Someone had really seen him. What an amazing gift to be seen, really seen, and in that seeing, feel really known, and begin to claim the goodness that is present. Yes, we all want to be seen, and even more, we want to feel known and affirmed. Jesus did all of this. He had seen the real person and now affirmed Nathanael in the most amazing way. Imagine how it must have been for Nathanael to hear those words. This is a real Israelite. There is nothing false in him. Perhaps today we can spend some time sitting under our fig tree, contemplating the pain of our world and the love of Jesus, that love which sees the inner potential in each person amid all that is happening. He sees the countless victims, especially those of abuse, and how this has the power to destroy innocent lives. Let us pray that all will be seen in their truth, and this seeing will help bring about healing, as like Nathanael, the presence of the divine embrace calls forth all that is good in the person. What an affirmation of our desire to see the legacy Dominic left us to live the truth. The truth that we are all created in God's image and likeness, and thus to affirm that truth in our lives and in the lives of all we encounter. Blessings on this day.